Boy K.
W2T, N0TR.
N0TR, W2T. I'll be on the road in a few minutes headed that direction.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I got delayed talking to the doctor. Got to go ahead and get my ear looked at tomorrow and see how that works out. Surprised they'd even have me come in. But they said about 9:30, so that changed a little bit. And I'll be glad to accommodate him because I sure feel like the dickens. See you in a little bit in 0TR.
W2T clear for right now. T-Mobile.
O-T-R Mobile. Not far from Highway 29. I just seen your cousin out here in the field. He had long ears and a floppy tail.
Get this afternoon. And I've just left the house a couple of minutes ago, Tom. Go ahead, Steve.
I just wanted to say thank you guys for that warning that you're all out mobile.
I just happened to look over in this pasture next to me here. I seen one of your cousins. He has long ears and a floppy tail.
If you guys get anywhere up New Cut Road, just watch out for a bald-headed guy on a John Deere.
I think he was talking about you as that being your cousin out there, Steve.
Talk to you guys later. 73, it's KN4, VWA clear. Just want to say hey.
Little pasture full of, I don't know what you call them, donkeys or mules or whatever. I think they're kind of cute. They're right across from where my son-in-law's dad lives here on the Ponderosa.
See, you know, and I'm not sure which one. I understand mules, and from I've been told in the past that mules and donkeys are actually two different breeds. So, you know, they're mules, and then donkeys are crosses between a mule and a horse, so go figure. And I'll tell you what, I used to like, when I was young, I used to like to go to the donkey softball games in the little town of St. George, where my mother lived, was born and everything, down there when I was visiting my grandpa during the summer.
Ball games, never heard of such a thing. Well, I'm surprised Steve could get in from up there off of a John Deere. I think he might be intermittent, but I coughed him fairly well that time. Oh, stopping for a GMC here. He's bigger than I am. It's a beautiful day. However, it's pretty darn hot out there. The car hasn't... Yeah, I guess it has been outside. I parked it in the carport. 82 degrees, it's saying on it, Rusty.
It says 84 as I'm coming over here where 290, where Anderson Mill Road comes into 290, where the highway department has a WM Roebuck Incorporated putting up poles for traffic lights over here. Looks like we're getting some traffic lights at this intersection over here. I guess they feel it needed that to protect us, you know, because they're going to get a lot of business over here when this plant opens.
Roger. I just passed a junkyard here. It reminded me of South Vietnam, and it looks like Constantine wire on top of its razor wire all the way around that junkyard. Wow. I mean, that looked wicked, and a lot of it. Well, here's another place that's got the wire, but it's not Constantine wire. Anyways, I'm not very far from turning in here, Rusty, and there's no need to rush. I'll be here for a little bit. 73, and catching a little bit in 0TR.
Okay, well, I know where that place you came by was. It looks like a junkyard. That's a parts place. And LGD or whatever it is, something, LD product, Auto Parts and all. They're a big operation, and that's their Duncan setup there. And you'd be surprised the cars they get in there and pull parts off of, turn around and resell. And they got a good market for it, too. So, and they think their parts are real special. Talk to you later. I'm on my way, W2T Mobile.